guys.
Just think, I don't have to call you Mr. Douglas anymore, Dad.
And this is the first time in my life I've ever used the word daughter.
Hey, that's right.
Well, I look at it like this. I may be losing a brother, but I'm gaining a room.
Honey, I just want to go thank you.
Okay. Oh, Dad. I just wanted to say thanks, Dad, for everything.
Well, Mike, there's nothing to thank me for. The bride's parents saw us pay for the wedding. All I did was stand around and nod.
No, Dad, I mean for everything. For putting up with me. Especially the last few years with the guitar lessons and hot rod cars. Everything.
It all comes back double, Mike. Who'd have thought my number one son would turn out to be an assistant psychology instructor back east? I'm proud of you, Mike. For a lot of things.
Sally, I want a shot of Mike taking you to the car. Come on, Mike. Come on, now, big smile. Big smile. Come on, everybody follow. Come on.
Hey, I think we're supposed to take the rice out of the bags.
I want him to feel it when I hit him.
Here they come. I got some great pictures I did.
Oh, good.
Come on. Come on, Jeff. Come on, boys.
One less kid I'll have to clean up after.
Yeah, I suppose you could look at it that way.
Come on, Ernie. Let's go get something to eat.
How can you fellas eat again? You just had four pieces of wedding cake apiece. Well, Charlie, it was a nice wedding, wasn't it?
Yeah. Pretty soon now, Chip and Robbie will be uncles, and I'll be a great-great-uncle. And we'll be calling you Grandpa.
Huh, Grandpa.
Yeah, that's what they call a guy when his kids have kids.
Yeah, I don't.
Unless you want to go high class and have him call you grandfather.
Grandpa.
You lose your nose or something?
No, I was just, what were you saying, Charlie?
I was saying this little Ernie is a bad influence on Chip. He got him giggling in church practically right on top of the I do's.
Well, I guess giggling in church has been going on for a long time, Charlie. And it probably wasn't Ernie's fault anymore than it was Chip's. It's one of those things where you get started and you can't stop.
I know, but just the same.
Yeah?
Yeah, Chip.
Is it okay if Ernie stays here a couple of days?
Well, yes, I guess so.
How come you're asking? He usually walks right in and picks out a bed.
Well, he can't anymore. A bunch of junk's going on at his house.
What do you mean a bunch of junk's going on at his house? What kind of junk?
Important junk.
Oh, now we know.
Hey, Jasper, if you want to dust the floor, go get a mop. Not your best suit. Well, I'm telling you, these kids now, they... What are you looking at in that mirror?
An aging man, Johnny. An aging, aging man.
Hey, Ernie!
I'm still stuck here because there's a lot of papers and junk in the house.
How come?
It's a thing that's going on.
Ernie, come here.
I gotta go. Come on in. There's some cake in the thing. Hi, Mom. Hi, Miss Coulter.
Hello, dear. Hello, Ernest. Now, I have something to discuss with you. You know Mr. Thompson's firm has transferred him to the Orient, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. And I know I can't go along. Because the county doesn't allow foster kids out of the county or something.
And that's why we can't take you with us, dear. But Miss Coulter's going to find you some nice new foster parents.
Where will I live this time?
We'll find you a wonderful family.
Around here?
Well, we'll try.
Will you write to me in junk?
Oh, Ernie.
Excuse me, Mom.
Hey, boy.
Yeah.
Hello, Googie. How are you, Googie? This is Steve. Steve Douglas. Are you? Well, I'm fine. Yeah, I guess it is kind of a surprise. I haven't called you in some time. Has it been 20 years? what happened? Oh, you were getting ready to bathe your what? Your grandchildren? And they just ran out the front door without the clothes on. Well, sure, I understand. I can call you back some other time. Yes, well, of course I understand. Yeah, goodbye. 20 years?
You don't have to look so rotten. I only had them for a little while.
You've had other parents?
Sure. People get paid for taking care of kids like me, and they're always real nice.
Who pays them?
A thing called the county. They try to give us kids without books to people instead of putting us in a big building. I saw the building. It's pretty neat.
Think that lady will find the other frosted parents around here so you get to go to the same school?
Foster, not frosted.
Well, anyway, how do you know there's somebody around here that'll let you live with them?
I've been thinking. There isn't. The only people that like kids are those two old ladies clear over on Leicester Street. And if I lived over there, I'd have to go to Susan B. Dorsey School. And I'd rather get shot in my stomach than go to a creepy school like that.
Yeah, I remember. They got girls over there that kiss you for no reason at all.
Yeah.
Anyway, you better not tell that lady from the county that you're going to be staying at my house for a couple of days.
Okay.
Well, as I remember, she had light hair. She was a blonde. And she wasn't too tall. You don't. I see. Thank you very much.
What's that you just hid?
Nothing you'd be interested in, Charlie.
Well, when somebody ducks something out of sight the minute I walk in, I'm interested.
No, just a
little black book.
It is not a little black book. It happens to be a book I have with some addresses of old friends. I've had it for years.
Shirley Masson, Angela Downs, Flora McBride, Googie Dutton. Googie.
Yes, Googie.
Hey, you're not calling these tomatoes, are you?
What's wrong with renewing old friendships?
Nothing, but by the looks of this book, I think you picked the right word. Old. You know, there's an old Chinese saying I learned on the Kowloon Ferry. When the ink turns brown, the girl is over the hill. Hey, how many times have I told you guys to use the back door? I just cleaned the rug.
Yeah, but you said guests could use the front door, Uncle Charlie.
What guests? All I see is you and our star boarder.
You saw her because we're not in school today.
Yeah, I know.
And those shoes on the sheets. And I want to show you something. I bought a black towel yesterday, and when you wash your hands, I want you to use it.
Dad, could I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, Rob. What's on your mind?
Well, Dad, I overheard a couple of things, and I saw you look into the mirror a few times, and, well, Dad, I think we ought to talk it out.
Well, I appreciate your great concern, Rob, but I'll survive.
Well, sure, Dad, you'll survive, but, Dad, all I'm saying is you're a young man. You don't have to go around and call all these old girlfriends.
Rob, I told Charlie, and I'm telling you. I was merely trying to renew old friendships, that's all.
But, Dad, why worry about renewing old friendships when you can go out and make new ones?
Dad, stop taking those ladies to crop duster lectures and roundtable discussions. Well, there are some great spots in town. Well, like the Giggle-a-Go-Go.
The Giggle-a-Go-Go? Rob, that might work for you, but... Well, can you see a man of my age going to a place called the Giggle-a-Go-Go?
Dad, I'm not saying that the Giggle-a-Go-Go is the only place. There are other places. I could write out a whole list of other places.
Well, don't bother. Look, will you please stop giving me romance lessons or whatever you're doing?
Dad, I'm just trying to tell you that I think you should think young. There's nothing like a place like the Giggle-a-Go-Go to make a guy feel young.
Okay, Dad, I'm going. But first, listen to this. Young lady, would you mind telling me where you bought that sweater? I'm thinking of getting one just like it for my sister. Now, you see, you flatter her taste. And at the same time, when you say sister instead of wife, she knows that you're...
Good night, Rob.
What, is Robbie still telling your dad how he's young and he should go around kissing girls and junk?
Yeah, the minute he got into college, he started talking a lot.
Where's Tramp?
I don't know, but you better not put Wilson down until I find him.
Well, I wish Tramp and Wilson wouldn't fight all the time. It makes Uncle Charlie mad. It makes Wilson bleed a lot.
Okay, you can put Wilson down. Well, I guess we finally got you moved in.
Yeah. Wilson, if Tramp picks a fight with you again, you gotta not fight back, because you're not supposed to be here at all. Come on, get down there, boy.
So the next time you're in a restaurant or something and a girl is sitting next to you, don't say something like, it's a nice day or some unimaginative stuff like that. Say something like, what shade of blue is that dress you're wearing? I'm thinking of incorporating it into an airplane I'm designing.
Oh, come on.
Dad, don't you see? You flatter her because you like the color she's wearing, and at the same time, you let her know that you're not a librarian or something. And believe me, most women flip over anybody who has anything to do with it.
Would you mind if we continued this seminar some other time? I have some reading to do.
Yeah, okay. Now, Dad, just quit thinking old, huh? And quit going out with crop dusters like that Alice Breadwall that you keep hauling off to dinner.
Crop duster?
Yeah, that's a thing we say. Dad, here's something else you can say when you're meeting someone.
Good night, Rob.
Okay, Dad. Good night. Hey, Dad, here's another. You're in a corridor and this beautiful blonde is walking by.
Good night, Rob.
Yeah. Well, good night.
You'd think the kid would think of somebody else but himself once in a while.
Well, Mike and Sally just got married yesterday.
Sure, but how long does this take to send a wire saying they got their safe, wherever they went?
No more for you.
And another thing. How come Tramp spent the night trying to get in bed with me?
I must have forgotten to lock my door.
Yeah, well, don't forget it tonight. It's like sleeping with a camel.
Dad, are you going to work today?
Yes, I'm going to work, Rob.
Well, it's a holiday. I mean, there's no school.
Why don't somebody tell me these things? I made three lunches.
Today's the day our state got let into the union. They call it admission day for some reason.
Maybe the rest of the country charged us admission to get in.
Well, admission day or not, I have to go out to the plant.
Well, Dad, as long as you're going to work, why don't you try some of those approaches we were discussing?
No, thanks. Nice breakfast, Charlie.
Dad, don't think of it as chasing. Think of it as an experiment in contact psychology.
I'll see you fellas later.
Steve, no use letting good food go to waste.
Oh, well, thanks anyway.
What's the matter? You too proud to eat out of a paper bag? Here, eat it in the park, in the sunshine, where the old guys sit.
I still think it's dumb to go back to your old house just to get a skateboard that's already busted.
When guys ask me to go skateboard riding, I show them how busted it is, and I don't have to get killed trying to ride it.
Yeah, well, just the same. Hey, look! There's that lady!
Not a sign of this culture.
I don't understand it. His bicycle is here.
Better give me that description again.
Well, he stands about that high.
Boy, she's sicking the police on you.
Yeah, he must be a detective. Come on.
Eating in today, Mr. Douglas?
Yes. When I left the house this morning, there were, well, it's admission day.
Oh.
Miss Fisher?
Yes, Mr. Douglas.
That dress you're wearing, what shade of red would you say that was?
Just red.
Well, I thought maybe it had a particular name, like, well, like chartreuse. Of course, I know that's a shade of green or yellow. And...
Oh, it really doesn't make much difference to me. I'm colorblind.
Hello, Miss Barlow.
Mr. Douglas, would you mind telling me where you got that sweater?
That's funny. I was just going to ask. No, I'd be very happy. Hello?
I was thinking of getting one like it for my boyfriend.
Good night, Miss Worth.
Good night, Mr. Douglas.
Miss Worth.
Yes.
That bag you're carrying, it's leather, isn't it? Good night.
Shh. Maybe it's just your dad.
Wait till we find out.
You fellas all right in there?
Yeah, Dad, we're just horsing around.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hi, Ron.
Dad, look at this. I cut some stuff out of the papers.
Man becomes grandfather at 33. Yeah. What about it?
Well, don't you see, Dad? This goes to show you that grandfather is a word that doesn't always mean old. Here's another one. Here's a woman that's 35 years old, and she's already a grandmother. She's also an acrobat, you see? Here's another one, Dad. This guy is 85 years old, and he swims 2 miles a day. Dad, don't you see? Age has nothing to do with it. It's all in the mind.
Robbie, I'm tired, and I'd like to take a shower. I appreciate what you're trying to do for me, but... Well, I'll have to work out my physical and mental collapse on my...
Oh, wait, Dad. Listen, I've got this program worked out that'll have you back on your feet in no time at all. Now, right after dinner... Now, Dad, suppose you're out some night with this terrific girl, and she wants to dance. If the combo's playing some piece like this, well, you gotta be ready for it.
Well, I'm never gonna be ready for that.
Well, you won't unless you try, Dad. Now, come on, just try once, will you?
Rob, I told
just
you I don't...
Just once, Dad. It won't be hard. Come on down, Dad. Now lift your hand. Now jerk it down. Jerk your hands down. Clap your back.
I snapped my back 20 years ago. That's why I won't snap now.
Lift your hands higher. Pull them down. Like you're pulling on a rope or something. Come on, Dad. You can do it if you try. That's it. Lift your hands. Lift them up higher.
How do you do? I'm Ernestine Coulter.
Jerk your hands down. Dad, you gotta snap your back. Now, come on, Dad, you gotta lift your hands higher.
Oh,
hands
have to silly.
Come
up. Rob.
Dad, start up. That's it. Now, trip down. You gotta do the snap in the head. You see, now watch. See my back? It starts with the back and comes up. Up.
This is a pretty peculiar time of night to be selling briefcases, honey.
Look at my neck. Look at my head, Dad. See it snap? It starts in the back like a bullwhip. And you jerk it down like this.
Oh, no, I'm not selling briefcases.
We were just... Could I help you?
Yes. Do you know anything of the whereabouts of an Ernest Thompson?
An Ernest Thompson? You make him sound like an object.
You think he's gonna tell?
Sure, he has to. He's a dad.
I have been to every house within four blocks. Do you know the boy?
No, sure, we don't.
He's a friend of my son's.
Fine. If you see him again, would you please call me at this number?
Yes.
I'm sorry I interrupted your... Whatever it was you were doing.
Why, he didn't tell.
How come you didn't say anything about the little squirt being upstairs?
Well, she didn't really give me a chance, Charlie. Children's Welfare Unit, Kings County. Ernestine Coulter.
Dad, if you don't mind my saying so, you just didn't make the right moves with her. Now, what you should have said was, come on in. By the way, one of our most attractive secretaries wears her hair just like that. Now, you see, Dad, by saying...
But why didn't you tell me the truth in the first place?
Well, Guy, your dad knew what I had to call that lady. They would have taken Ernie away and put him in, well, like a jail.
Well, Chip, the county home isn't like a jail. I happen to know it's quite a nice place.
Sure it is. Miss Coulter is a nice lady. Well, I don't think they let me take Wilson to the county home.
Yeah, Dad. It's all they can do to get rid of kids down there. Kids with dogs have to wait longer to get a foster home. I mean, foster home.
You've had foster parents before, Ernie.
Yeah. Will you explain to them at the home that I gotta have Wilson with me, Mr. Douglas?
Yes, I will, Ernie. Now, you fellas understand. Ernie can stay here tonight, but I'll have to call Miss Coulter in the morning.
Yeah. I guess we busted the law enough already.
Boy, Dad. How come some kids have all the parents they want? Ernie hasn't even got one.
Well, that's the way things work out sometimes. But you know something? Some of the greatest men in our country were orphans.
Maybe that'll happen to Ernie.
Maybe it will.
Yeah, Mr. Bassler says I'm already the best towel collector he ever had in the boys' gym.
Good night, fellas.
Night, Dad.
Night.
How's it going in there, Dad?
Well, Ernie seems to be taking it in stride. Chip's the one who's upset.
Yeah, well, that's because we've always been a sensitive family.
Yeah.
Dad, you know, that Miss Coulter isn't exactly a crop duster, and, well, I think you ought to just play it cool. Well, I mean, maybe flub up a little grammar, you know, like saying things like, he don't and you was, and stuff like that.
You want me to say things like he don't and you was and things like that to
her? Yeah, Dad, you ought to try it. Because maybe she's the motherly type, and you know, they like to correct mistakes.
Oh. Come in.
Dad?
What's wrong, Jim?
Dad, Ernie's crying. He's pretending not to, but I can tell.
Well, little guy.
I didn't say anything rotten or hit him or anything, Dad.
No, I know you didn't, Chipper. It's kind of chilly. Why don't you climb in my bed for a minute? I'll go talk to him. Ernie?
Yes, sir?
Ernie, when you leave here tomorrow, you don't think we're just going to let you disappear, do you? I mean, we'll be seeing you. After all, you won't be very far away because, well, you'll be in the county, and the county isn't very big, is it?
No.
You know, Ernie, we're never really alone, even though it seems that way sometimes. We have friends who remember us and who think about us. And you have a lot of friends, Ernie. You have Uncle Charlie and Robbie and Chip and me and Tramp and Wilson. And you have a lot of friends in school. Why, but you know all kinds of kids who miss you when you're absent for one day.
Yeah, I guess.
And your teachers? And Mr. Bastner in the gym? You know, Ernie, you're just a young fellow, but you've made all these friends already. Did you ever think of that?
No. And how about my clarinet teacher?
Sure, your clarinet teacher. And Mike and Sally, huh?
Yeah, and when they have kids, I'll have all them for friends.
Yeah, yeah. And don't forget, Ernie, when things get rough, you always have a friend you can pray to.
Oh, I already did that.
Oh, you did?
I prayed for you to come in here.
Well, you know, Ernie, that's the nicest compliment I ever had. Why don't you lie down and I'll go to sleep, all right?
Yes, sir.
Good night, Ernie.
Mr. Douglas?
Yeah, Ernie.
Would it be baby if I asked you to stay in here for a while? I mean, just till I go to sleep.
No, it wouldn't be baby at all, Ernie. I'll be right here.
Good night, Mr. Douglas.
Good night, Ernie.